You're listening to The Weekly Experiment, a segment on WBOI that explains the science of our everyday world.
Hi, I'm Martin Fisher from Science Central. Today on The Weekly Experiment, we're asking the question, what is plate tectonics? Because we explored the topic of continental drift last week, and because plate tectonics is such an important part of modern geological theory, let's go a little deeper. Last week, we explained how a scientist named Alfred Wegener noticed the same thing that early mapmakers noticed. It appeared as if the east coast of the Americas would fit quite nicely against the west coast of Africa and Europe. Wegener published an article where he described how the continents were once one big continent, split apart, and the components moved. He called this theory continental drift. Great idea, but he didn't have a method for this to occur. In the 1950s, research was being done on the rock at the bottom of our oceans. There were valleys called trenches and mountains called ridges. Most of the Earth's earthquakes and volcanic activity occurred along those trenches and ridges. Rock at the bottom of the oceans was not the same as that of the continents. Both types were igneous rock, meaning volcanic, but oceanic rock is basalt, and continental is granite. The Earth's rocky crust at the bottom of the ocean is much younger than continental rock. Oceanic crust is thinner than continental crust. The Earth's magnetic field had reversed numerous times in the geologic past, meaning the magnetic North Pole and magnetic South Pole had switched. Put all of this together, and by the 1960s, strong evidence existed for what was called plate tectonics. The Earth's surface is covered by large slabs of rock called tectonic plates. The continents, rather than being separate and moving on their own, can be on top of a plate or even part of multiple plates. The hard rock plates sit on top of a layer of partially molten fluid rock. These plates move, and as they separate, molten rock moves up, hardens, and forms new earth. Where one plate is pushed under another, the rock melts. Over millions of years, all of this motion is what can lead to spreading seafloors, mountain ranges, and moving continents. Wegener's missing mechanism, the driver for all of this motion, is energy, heat from inside our planet. Here's an easy activity to show moving plates and new Earth. You'll need a window screen to be Earth's plate and a can of foam shaving cream to be magma. Have one person keep the can in one place, representing a volcanic hotspot. Spray shaving cream up through the screen. The other person will slowly move the screen across the hotspot. You'll see new earth foam appear in spots as your plate moves. Well, we've just learned a little bit about plate tectonics. I'm Martin Fisher from Science Central. Thanks for joining me here on WBOI for The Weekly Experiment.